This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, depending on Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of depending on Allah, Almighty. We know that Allah is our creator and we always need to be in a status where we depend on people. And the best person on whom we can depend is the personality or the entity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the narrations, Imam Ali has said that the Tawheed, which is monotheism, it's in its true meaning, it means that you do not depend on anyone except Allah. Tawheed, where we say La ilaha illallah, being the Muslim, the very first statement which we say, or even to become a Muslim, the very first statement which we say is La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. This means that you're accepting the monotheism. And this monotheism itself, it should show itself in our daily life. This wording, La ilaha illallah, that there is no God except Allah. There is no nurturer except Allah. This thing should show itself in our daily life. And if this is showing, or if people can see that we only depend on Allah Almighty and no one else, then obviously we will be in its true meanings a Muslim. Because when we talk about the lifestyle, our lifestyle should be in a way that when we say La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah, then we only and only depend on the God and no one else, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of depending on Allah, and we narrated a hadith or the tradition from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, when we say La ilaha illallah, which means there is no God except Allah, it means that we should not depend on anyone but only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator. And obviously, we can see in our daily life that in our daily life, we do say with our mouth, or we do speak or say these phrases, which is there is no God except Allah. But practically, we should think that whether we think that there is no God except Allah, maybe, you know, when we have difficulties in our life, maybe if I need some money or I need to get some money, I need some money for my daily life or any needs that I have, what do we do generally? We need to talk to ourselves. We need to ask ourselves, what do we do actually? Do we really depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what does this depending means? That's also important because, you know, sometimes people think that depending on Allah means to just, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do nothing. No, depending means that you do all your efforts and then you leave the results on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, I work hard, I do whatever I can do in its halal way, not the haram. Please make sure that we mention the condition of halal, that through the halal means I do all my efforts, I work hard, and at the end I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give barakah, blessing to what I have done, and increase my wealth, my sustenance. This is what depending on Allah means, that you do your job and later you leave everything on the shoulders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the results are in the hands of Allah, inshaAllah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.